Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
Well, if you feel as though the price of food has gone through the roof, well, the IFA agrees but says consumers in Ireland had little or no food inflation for over 20 years up to 2021. An analysis by the IFA says electricity prices have increased by approximately 10 times the rate of food prices over the period of 2001 to 2021. Tadhg Buckley is the IFA chief economist and is with me now. Tadhg, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Cormac.
So give me that again. You're saying that correct? I said that correctly, that the IFA's contention is that consumers in Ireland had little or no food inflation for 20 years up to 2021. Is that right?
Yeah, well, it's based on CSO data, Cormac. Yeah, I mean, it might sound a bit hard to believe, but if we look at the average food prices in Ireland, between 2001 and 2021, we saw little or no food price inflation. So effectively, the prices levels in 2021 were similar to where they were in 2001. And what we've seen since 2021 is a substantial increase, a 27% increase since 2021. Mm. But in the preceding 20 years before that, the price of food more or less stayed stable at the same level.
Okay.
So, and as you say, and other items like such as electricity and general inflation would have gone up at a significantly higher rate than food prices over that period.
But we do know that food price inflation now is about 4% or so, if I'm not mistaken, from memory, which is a bit higher than general inflation. So what do you say to people, Tadhg, who say like the cost of food and the rate at which it's increasing is killing us here?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. So the last 12 months, food is running at about 2.5 times the rate of inflation in increase. And I think what's happened here is that because the increase has been so rapid in the short space of time, it's been a huge adjustment for consumers. Whereas if we had seen, you know, slower and more gradual increases over a longer period of time, it wouldn't have seen as dramatic and there wouldn't have been as steep an adjustment. Now, it's not only in Ireland. Across the EU, this has occurred. Even though the increase was high in Ireland, it was actually, believe it or not, below the EU average. The EU average was 35% over the last 3.5 years. But it is a major adjustment for consumers that they have taken on board. But I suppose what we're seeing, a lot of the reason why we're seeing such an increase in prices now, Cormac, is because of the fact that because food prices didn't move over the 20 years prior to that, we've seen supply falling and an exit of farmers across the EU as a result of low incomes.
So you're saying what you're saying to people listening who are struggling with food bills and they could be families or businesses, you're saying actually food prices should have been going up for a longer period.
Well, I suppose what I'm saying is that if the adjustment had happened over a longer period of time, it wouldn't have felt as rapid as has happened. And we fully understand the pressure this has put on households. I mean, a lot of the more vulnerable households across Ireland are actually farm households because incomes across farm households tend to be lower than average. Mm. So we fully understand the pressure it puts on. I suppose we want to try and what we were trying to do is put context to what is happening.
I suppose
a lot of people ask us why.
It's very difficult though, Tadhg, isn't it? Because we do items about inflation or the cost of food or whatever here in the programme. We invariably get texts in about the price of steak or the cost of 2 litres of milk or the average cost of a sheep weekly shopping basket. And like, I understand that you're adding context, but it's no good to people who are struggling at the tills. And in one way, they're looking at ways to reduce the cost of food.
Yeah, and I suppose one of the reasons we're highlighting it is because of policy has driven and regulation has driven a lot of this. So it's not the consumers that are driving this. We have a situation where we look at a very simple measure is if we look at the number of livestock in the EU, like the number of livestock in the EU, the number of cattle in the EU has fallen by 7 million head in 10 years, which is effectively 10% drop.
Yeah.
And that's as a result, policy has driven that, Cormac. So what we're seeing is an outcome of EU policy that was suppressing food production over a long period of time.
And do you think it should be going the other way?
Well, I certainly think that the idea now, which the EU has put forward, of cutting funding to cap by 20%, which is what the Commission wants to do. Now, it's a proposal, it
Yeah, but
hasn't happened.
no. Talk to me about cattle for a second. You're saying the number of cattle in the EU is reducing. Do you think it should be increasing?
Well, I think that any time you see a reduction like that, it's inevitable you're going to see a substantial increase in prices.
Yeah. The
So,
problem there, though, you see, is we're told by environmentalists that, you know, methane gas and so on is detrimental to the environment. We should be reducing herd numbers.
well, I think the first thing to say on that is that if you're looking at anywhere to produce beef or dairy in Europe, it should be in Ireland because we have the lowest carbon footprint. The second thing I'd say is that it's inevitable if you see. So what I suppose on the one hand we're seeing prices going up and people are saying, well, why are they going up? It's inevitable that prices are going to go up if you suppress production
Yeah, I know, but what
because
you're
you're
saying
less food.
doesn't answer my question about the environment. You're saying if herd numbers are to go up, it should be in Ireland. Should that do damage to our environmental targets, wouldn't it? Climate change targets?
Not necessarily in terms of if we can do that in a sustainable manner. I mean, if we have a situation where we can produce food in Ireland at a lower carbon footprint than almost anywhere else globally, well, if we're going to see a situation where we want to have beef produced or dairy produced, it makes sense to produce it sustainably in the most sustainable location. And it's international research has shown that Ireland is one of the most sustainable places in the world to do
Yeah.
that. So, I mean, it's balance that we're trying to find here, Cormac. I mean,
And
you
perspective
know.
and context, which I appreciate. Answer this text from a listener, though, Tadhg Buckley, IFA chief economist. This texter to 51551 says, "Why are you talking to one of our farm organisations about food price inflation when 75% of the food we eat is imported?"
Well, I mean, first we export a lot of food and we import some food which we can't grow in Ireland. We can't grow bananas, we can't grow oranges. So we're always going to be importing a portion of food. We also export then other food which we can produce more sustainably, like I've mentioned. So we produce more beef and more dairy than we consume, significantly more. So you're always going to have situations where you're going to import it. It makes sense
Yeah, we import
because you.
potatoes, though.
Well, no, we predominantly grow our own potatoes. We,
But we
you
do
know, we.
import them as well.
Yeah, maybe we import some salad potatoes, that specific types that we can't grow ourselves, but predominantly we produce potatoes in Ireland and we're very good at it. But the bottom line is that we've a situation here where prices are going up internationally and people are saying, well, why are they going up? And we're saying they're going up because supply has reduced, and that's an outcome of policy that has driven that. And
Okay.
you're going to have that situation. Unfortunately, that's what consumers face when we see supply being constrained.
And in a word, I have to go to a break, but in a word, are you saying pre-budget, farmers in Ireland need more support to increase supply here?
Well, what I'm saying is that the context here is that I think it's more about the EU policy. EU policy here, where we're a situation, and I think obviously our government has a big role to play in that because they're members of the EU. So we can have a situation where we're going to substantially cut funding to EU funding to agriculture because the outcome will be further supply reduction, and
Okay.
then we'll see another potentially prices moving further again.
All right. Interesting chatting, must say. IFA Chief Economist Tadhg Buckley, Míle Buíochas.